This is so alive. In Acts chapter 17. See, you can't move the anointing. The anointing moves you. That's why people who faking, they can't conjure up, manufacture the anointing. It has to move them. You can't move it. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. You don't have to stand. We done stood so much, I tell you. I want to sit down. For our theme text, amen. And the scripture says, for in him we live and move and have our being. Everybody say that with me. For in him we live and move and have our being. You know, the Spirit of God has brought us into a place of revelation, amen, that as we walk in God, and the text says that in him, I can't preach it long, so I'm going to preach it short so I can get this long trip. I got somewhere to go, amen. In him, tell your neighbor, in him, my life is hid in him. That's in his salvation. If you ain't saved, you need to be saved. You ain't in him. That's in his deliverance. Because it's salvation, sanctification, and sovereign. It's deliverance, development, then dominion. See, if you ain't delivered, it's a good chance and you possibly will not be developed. We can still be at the same place in the same struggle because I have not got delivered. And because I'm not delivered, I'm not developed. There are some areas in my life I'm malfunctioning. Because of my undevelopment, somewhere I got off. So he says, in him, you live. So if I'm not in him, I'm really not living. Amen. I'm existing, but I'm not living. Because John chapter 10, verse 10, he said that I came that you may have life, but comma, you existing, but do you have life more abundant? Are you living the good life or are you just existing? He says, I want you to get into the abundant life. So he says, in him we live. Meaning you got to be in the word. You're going to have the mind of God to even have the will of God. If you're not in the word of God, you don't know the mind of God. Because the Bible says that the word became flesh and dwelt among. So if I don't have no word, I don't have Jesus among me, I got him in me. But he's not among me, I'm not living by him. So it's in him we live. But then the next one says, and see, if I'm living in him, I should see some movement. Oh, help me somebody. There should be some increase. There should be some advancing. There should be some enlarging, because anything moving is advancing, it's increasing, it's alive. Anything dead, it stops moving, but it also stops growing. I told you, you hit pay dirt. Oh, you better hear me, somebody. I'm gonna preach it so good this morning. I'm gonna preach to myself. Y'all just gonna, you've hit pay dirt, because you can tell it's moving. It's increasing. It's alive. Not I am. Don't look at me. Look at him. Because it can't move if I'm not in. Oh, y'all gonna mess with me. So when you say it ain't moving, you saying he ain't moving. And the Bible says, let God be true. And every man, you either moving or you ain't. You increasing or you ain't. You at home or you're not. I am at home, but you ain't been there. So you're not there. And nobody there is benefiting from you being there. So you're really not there. Because there's no increase or advancing because of your presence. So he says, in him we live. But then he says, and move. But then he says, and don't worry about the being, just if you're moving, you should. Don't come on somebody. God says, I'm telling you, your broke day is over. The poor shall be poor no more. Not poor in my pocket, because that's the lowest form of prosperity in the kingdom. I'm talking about a dimension. I'm not talking about a domain. You can say I got money, but you still poor. Because Matthew chapter 5 says, blessed be those that are poor in spirit. You poor in your spirit because you're not in him. Oh, I'm going to work with you. I'm trying to get you somewhere. I'm going to push this cart. Now, my job as the preacher is to push you, provoke you, and prompt you to get in him. I'm not preaching to try to expound on the text to give you an explanation. I'm preaching to bring you an impartation by a revelation so you can have a manifestation so there can be a demonstration in your life. That he is. Because when people look at you, can they tell he is a healer? He is a deliverer. He is a prosperer. He is, come on somebody, you are to model that he is. He says your broke days is, you're not selling for less no more. You're not selling for lack and call. We trying to live in broke. How are you going to fix them, keep moving the same furniture around? You need new furniture. You done passed that thing up many. You got to get a new car. You got to get a new house. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to get a new husband. Watch me, watch me, watch me. You don't get no new husband, but you pray that husband go in the closet and become another man. The Bible says that he made it another vessel. He didn't say, we got folks playing church. And you're living on your own marriage, but you won't live by the faith of the Son of God because you won't take God at his word. You're trying to get God. God says, if you get in the Holy Ghost, I change the man. You're going to get the same man, but he's going to come back another man. Don't you think I came because I changed him from the last man. He wasn't the man you met. Before he got saved, he was another man. She was another woman. I changed them to the one you got, but they quit transforming on me. And they stopped right there. And now that's what you got to live with because they refused to change again. He said in John chapter 15 that you may bear fruit, more fruit, and much more fruit. Each one of them levels was a different transformation of the grace of God. Some of us done quit growing on God. Now we're sitting there doubting God. Because I'm telling God I'm satisfied with who I am. And I'm judging God based on what I am versus on who he is. God said, I've made you. How are you going to tell me? Are y'all hearing anything? Can I preach this right? Don't look around. Because see, some people will disturb and destroy your faith. I'm going to teach it to you right. But he says to increase, enlarge, and to grow. But to have is to keep, keep, see, take, and keep. Some of us done seen some things. You even acquired it, got it, but you couldn't keep it because you didn't learn how to have. Have is to have, hold, and handle. Can you handle your money? Can you handle your anointing? Can you handle your marriage? Can you handle the new car? Or did it handle you? Once you got it, you became another person. Because you didn't know, can you handle the increase? Can you handle your degree? Or did it stop once you got it? God says, I want to teach you how to have, but then I need you to hold what you got. See, what you got is not even for you. See, I'm not ashamed to talk about your money because I'm in the kingdom business. And money is the flow in the kingdom. Souls is the greatest prosperity in the kingdom. In the world, money is. So if you still wrestling with trying to hold that money, you still in the world. In the kingdom, money is, the streets is paved with. So money ain't the issue. You're talking about you in a dimension now. Money don't even come up here. Money is just a tool up here. It's the anointing you want up here. Yeah, you can have all the money you want and ain't got no anointing on you. You done sold out. And you a man and woman of God, but you don't have no grace up on your life. The Holy Ghost can't bust a move. Because you sold out for the money. And the buck stopped with you. When you got it, you start hoarding, not holding. God said, I want you to hold that money I just gave you. Because I'm going to have you to bless somebody else I'm working on. But I want you to hold it so I can be a conduit to get to them. And when you give it up, I'm going to get more to you. Because now I learned how to use you. But it got to you and you couldn't pass the money test. You say, how you pass the money test? Pass the money. But when it got to you, you start holding up. He said, I give you bread to eat and see, oh, I got the money. I need something to eat. He said, I already gave you bread to eat. That was seed to sow. Now you don't have no more harvest because you ate your seed. He says, I'm in the Holy Ghost now. I'm trying to take you to a dimension that you can have all your needs met. This is the elementary floor. Are you there? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Say, preach, preacher. I'm glad you told me to because I'm going to preach anyway. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. When you get there, say amen. Amen. See, God, listen. Tell your neighbor, this is of the Holy Ghost. This is not even natural. See, if you got to tell yourself so that you don't wrestle with yourself, because you can be sitting there wrestling with it because you in the natural and it's the Holy Ghost. He says, for you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. Though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be. Now watch this. God help me, Holy Ghost. Everything Jesus does, he does in the Holy Spirit. Because he's operating in the Spirit's ministry. So he became poor in the Spirit. He was deity. He was walking around with God's power. But in order for us to have it, he had to surrender it so we can have it. So when we start talking about believing by faith, you can do it because he opened the access for himself through his denying himself to give you the ability to walk in faith. So now you walk around like him having visions from God. Seeing things that folks don't see. But it's God. They wrestling with it because they can't see it. That don't mean it ain't God. When God gives you a vision, he's telling you to do something. It's because he's trying to provoke you to move. That's why he gave you a preacher. Not that you can't study and you can't read. That's not what this is all about. You looking at a mere man, but you ain't looking at the spirit behind the man. The operation of God is called due order. I have to have somebody in place to represent authority. He just happened to use me. Just like he used you on your job and whatever else. You represent the authority of the company. That don't mean you all that. That's just your job. So if something really go wrong, it's the government. It ain't you. They gonna look at you first. But the government got to deal with it. See, I can't promise you. God has to. That's why the scripture says, 2 Chronicles, trust in the Lord thy God, thou shalt be established. Believe his prophet, you shall prosper. I can't make you prosper. You can only believe me. It's him that's got to cause you to. All I'm trying to get you is to believe what you say you believe. I'm just the mailman. Delivering the mail. But it's him that's going to make it happen. Look at the text. He said, through his poverty you became rich, that you through his poverty might be rich. I mean, he became poor that you can become rich. See, money, as we say, is the lowest form. Don't even look at money. Money is a tool. That's why the rich folks stay home and send their money to work. We mad with them because we got to go work with their money. They won't even come in. They want you to send them a report about how their money is doing. They ain't worrying about how you doing. Tell me how my money doing. I can tell when you ain't right, when my money ain't right. Come on, y'all. Come on. Don't act like we don't know how it go. They send you to work with their money because they got enough money to make it work. God says, I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. I'm going to make you above it. He says, I'm going to give you a vision. If you can trust me to impregnate you by the Holy Ghost, I'll give you a vision and a dream that'll get you some money. You ain't got to work all your life. So we don't even tell our kids to believe God. We tell them to get education. Whole lot of folks got education and ain't got no money. And your education only going to get you some money. But if I tell them to teach them to believe God, they can walk up on a vision. Oh, y'all better come on with me. They can walk up on a vision that will support your business and somebody else's. How you think all them other folks got millions coming in? They got a vision how to do something, and they acted by faith. Nobody believed the computer man, Bill Gates, when he first started. Man, we don't do that. We use it like this. He said, man, this is the new move. God showed me how. Now, he ain't saying God, but he had a vision. That man got more money right now. The little cell phone man. Come on, somebody. The little wee man. Who can think to get folk to be at home in front of their TV with a little program? But if God give you a vision, don't limit God, is all I'm saying. Don't get caught up in all you know and what you know that you can't even believe God. Believers don't never stop believing. Have an expectation that God, not just my boss, gonna give me a raise. When will you believe that God gonna give you one? Because you, oh God. Yeah. Watch this. I should have gave you the title a long time ago. The title is Grace Giving is Grace Living. See, you got to give by grace. What does that mean? Y'all, Pastor, all you want is money. That's what you're after, money. I'm not after your money. You already gave the money. I'm after your faith to get money. Because if you learn how to live here, you can tap into money everywhere you go. Because money don't mean money to you no more. Money, you in the vision now. You're not in the money. Visions make money. If you can ever get out of money and get into the vision of God, you can make money. God will take somebody that never had nothing and make them somebody so somebody that got something can believe that he is God. All he looking for, somebody that would believe the report of the Lord. Somebody that can believe. I ain't talking about I know it. I ain't talking about I ever saw it before. I say nevertheless at your word. I just believe it. I believe this church was here. I told my wife, babe, I see the people sitting in the church. I said, I was in Texas. Don't tell me this don't work. I'm talking about what I know, y'all. I got two more visions in my belly. I'm just asking you to see with me. If you can't see, see with me till you can see. And once you begin to see, God start impregnating you to see. Because you start believing that you can see something from nothing. The Bible says that faith called those things which be not as though they. Nobody else see it, but your faith said it's there. Oh, come on. See, grace given, I'm trying to make this so. Grace given is Jesus' nature. See, you can't have Christianity without Jesus. You just can't have it. You can't have Christianity without grace. For by grace are you. Now, this is the problem. A lot of people can't believe in grace because they know themselves. And grace says you really didn't do what you know you did. Faith says you really got what you don't have. And because I can't believe in that, because I know me, because I'm still living in me and I'm not in him, I can't believe him. You can't believe that your sins is forgiven and you know you done it. But the moment you can accept grace covers a multitude of sins, then I can believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things. I can believe that I can call those things which be not as though they were. But I got to buy into grace. If I never receive grace, I can't walk in faith. Because it's a dimension, not a direction. I got to get out of me and into him. He says, I'm going to be the head and not the head. How am I going to be the head? I ain't got no money. I'm staying in the basement of somebody's house. But I see you out of the house. Amen. Oh, God. I see you. Oh, come on. And those that grab it by faith, they begin to do feats. They start to have quantum leaps. They can't explain it. Don't ask them. All they know is I believe God. They start seeing supernatural, uncommon, unusual, sudden stuff just happening, busting out on them. I can't explain why they just keep blessing me. Because you're walking in faith. You're giving by faith. See, watch this. You can't have Christianity without Jesus. You can't have Christianity without grace. And you can't have Christianity without giving. God so loved the world that he gave. It's the nature of God. If you ain't a giver, you ain't a liver. You can't live by faith. You can't live in here because you won't give. And because you can't give, you can't live in that next dimension of the unseen. So you got to wait till I work 60 hours to get the money. You got to wait. Oh, come on, y'all. I'm trying to get you. If you got a problem, sow a seed. Watch this. Now, I'm going to help you. The church know it, but you got to preach it right. Right now, you hear across the globe, they talking about first fruits. Come on, church, hear me. The principle is real. If you want to change your living, you got to change your giving. But watch this. The principle of living is greater than great. You got to live here. You got to live in giving. It's got to not be a problem so I can break the spirit of poverty. I can break the spirit of not enough. I can break the spirit of limitations. I'm not limited to what the job give me. That's not my only source of income. You know how they have on the application on your sources of income. And all we can put on there is our job. What if you put down there the Holy Ghost? Have anybody, y'all too scared. That's why you can't even fight a devil because you're too scared to say Jesus. You're too scared to say anything supernatural, anything uncommon, because I'm used to common. I got to live in common. You done conformed me to the. When were you going to believe the uncommon? God can bless me with a car. Paid for. Now God looking for somebody that'll believe him like that so he can tell somebody that he got it like that to go give it like that because they used to that like that. That's another dimension and another whole group of people. You say, well, that's not me. That's not us. That don't mean that it's not a group that do it. Where do you want to live? If you're tired of your neighborhood, move to another one. move to another dimension in God. Force the hand of God. I don't understand it, God, but I'm going to prove you. Peter was out there fishing. He was a professional fisherman. Jesus went to preach to him about fishing. Jesus ain't never fished in the natural. Peter got license, big boots, and all that. Jesus told that man, God help us. Jesus told the man, go back out there. The man say, man, listen here, doc. I've been out there all night. It's 4 a.m. We ain't caught nothing. Don't tell me something out there. I've already been doing that. Me and these, they tired. They mad. Jesus said, I told you to go out there and drop down your nets. Oh, this is. See, the gospel is a spiritual book. It's not a natural. You trying to make sense out of faith, and faith don't make sense. You just got to believe it. Act on it. If you believe it and just act on it, faith will make sense to you now. Peter went out there and dropped down one net trying to act like he was, and it like to tow his boat up. He had so many fish he could, oh, help me, y'all. The Holy Ghost said, I'm talking about, I want to do a suddenly on you. I want to bust a move on you. I want to do a miracle on you, but I need something to work with. I need you to come to where I live. I've been coming to where you live. God, I pray that you meet my need. I've been doing that, but now when you going to come to where I live, where I do supernaturally, exceedingly, abundantly, above all, I do miracles, signs, and wonders. When you want to walk with me? I've been walking with you all this time. That's why all we got is enough. Just enough. But now I want to live in more than enough. Then I want to live in abundance. Surplus. I got somebody else's. That's when I'm in the whole ministry. He say, hold that till I tell you who to give it to. Because I want you to bless them because they obeyed me. Just walk up and tell them. The Lord said, I bless folks in the church right now. I just walk up and give them money. I do. I do. I can make them stand up and I ain't trying to boast. It's a principle. I give money to my pastor. I do. I do. I give my tithe, but I give beyond because I want to stay in the overflow. But you got to break this ground, y'all. You got to get, don't listen to nobody else. Don't even listen to your own self. Because you ain't been here before. You're scared to go here. But what do you got to lose? The little money you're going to spend anyway? But you can gain another world if you get past your head. Live out of your heart. He says out of your belly. What did the unction, what did the Holy Ghost tell you to do? You still trying to figure out, I gave. And all you're going to get is what you gave. God says, can I keep growing in you? That was a good thing, but are you ready to go to the next level? Some folks' level is just giving. You ain't gave nothing. Your level is to obey, just giving. Some folks.